The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. Coast 93.1. Here's what everyone's talking about.
What's happening? What are we buzzing about today? Nice weather.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful weather. Temps in the 60s. Sunshine looks good. What else are we buzzing about, Kel?
A few takeaways from day one of Trump's hush money trial. The judge in the case refused to remove himself from it, despite Trump's complaint that his daughter works for Democratic political candidates. The judge was asked by prosecutors to fine Trump $3,000 for allegedly violating a gag order, stopping him from talking about potential witnesses like Michael Cohen in the case. A hearing for that will be held on April 23rd. And more than half of the jurors in the first panel of 96 were excused because they said they could not be fair or impartial. And the trial in itself is expected to last 6 to 8 weeks.
Imagine being on this jury.
No, I cannot. No, I think I would be scared.
Yeah.
I think, quite frankly,
I
would be scared.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, and to find a jury, I mean, that's the hardest part of this trial, I imagine.
Yeah.
Is to find a jury.
Because how do you prove that they're impartial? You know,
right.
Like.
Well, and the thing is, you can have an opinion on
right.
Trump. And one of the questions they asked was whether or not they voted for Trump.
Okay. Yep. Important.
Right. Which
yes,
makes sense.
Of course.
But to narrow it down to people who aren't going to want to put the facts of the case aside
yeah.
and just support or go against Trump.
Yeah.
To find people who don't want to do that. These lawyers have their work cut out for them, you know?
Yeah, they sure do. A fourth body was recovered from the site of the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore. They found the body trapped inside a construction vehicle. It was also confirmed that the FBI has opened up a criminal investigation into the events leading up to the collapse. They'll be focusing on whether the crew of the ship knew that its system had issues when it left port. The armorer from the set of Rust has been sentenced. She was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter in the shooting death of Helena Hutchins. She was sentenced to 18 months in prison. Alec Baldwin's trial starts in July.
Yeah. It's surprising.
Yes.
Because obviously this was a terrible accident, but
yeah.
she neglected her
right.
most important part of her job, safety.
Right. Yep. And the judge was not happy with her. You said the word like reckless earlier. She was not only reckless with her job, it sounds like she was reckless with her words.
She didn't come across... I mean, now I haven't really followed this closely, but from what
right.
I have read, she didn't come across as remorseful, that's the word.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, it was kind of defensive.
Mm-hmm.
But
and the judge definitely said that to her.
Yeah.
Yep. A bishop and a priest were stabbed in an alleged terrorist act at a Sydney church that then sparked a riot. This was just 2 days after another stabbing attack took place in a shopping mall in Sydney. People at the church restrained the attacker, who was a 16-year-old boy, shortly after he was arrested. Video of the attack actually spread on social media. Angry members of the community gathered outside the church, turning on police.
I wonder what was behind that, if they were tied together.
I know. It's just bizarre that in 2 days...
Yeah.
Stabbing.
We don't know the 16-year-old's motive or anything, right?
Not yet, no.
Yeah. Isn't it sad that part of me thinks, oh, I wonder if he was a victim of the church? You know, and that was like revenge.
I didn't even think that.
Yeah. I mean, who knows?
Yep.
I mean, or it was tied to the other thing and it was a copycat. I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
Yep. Either way, just horrifying violence.
Mm-hmm. The Maine House has approved a gun safety bill from Governor Mills. The bill would expand background checks on advertised gun sales, update the yellow flag law, and fund violence prevention programs. H&R Block software crashed yesterday on tax day and prevented thousands of people from filing their returns. They finally resolved the issue around 3:45 in the afternoon. And of course, for most of us Mainers, we don't have to file until at least June.
Yeah. I think it's only Arista County that's due tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then the rest of us get to extend.
Ethiopia's Sisi Lema won his first Boston Marathon yesterday, finishing with a time of 2 hours and 6 minutes in the men's.
Crazy.
And Helen Obiri of Kenya won for the second year in a row in the women's.
Wow.
Yeah. In the WNBA draft, Caitlin Clark was a first-round draft pick and was picked up by the Indiana Fever. Mackenzie Holmes of Gorham was selected in the third round and was picked up by Seattle. She is the second woman from Maine to be selected in the draft after Cindy Blodgett did in 1998. CBS is apologizing for cutting off the end of Billy Joel's 100th performance at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, this is terrible.
Oh, they cut it while he was performing Piano Man, and this is what it sounded like.
And the microphone smells like a beer.
Live from CBS 4, this is your news now.
It's hard for me to even hear it.
It's just so like...
What? It's so bad.
Yeah. I first heard about this because I saw a bunch of people who were fans who were watching this on Sunday night.
Right.
And they were like, what the hell, CBS? What are you thinking?
Piano Man, the final song.
Right.
Oh.
So it must have been a timing issue.
Yeah.
But man, whoever screwed that up, screwed it up pretty royally.
Man, what is it, going to NCIS? Good Lord.
Well, I think it was the local news.
Oh.
So then the poor local news people probably got skewered. All their viewers sure. probably wrote them hate mail.
I'm sure.
You know? I mean, listen to it.
And the microphone smells like a beer. And they sing it to...
Live from CBS 4, this is your news now.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's yeah. like painful.
Yeah. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and apologies, Billy.
Can you imagine the two newscasters are just like,
That's awkward.
Yeah. Where do we go from here?
And put bread in my jar. That would be awesome if some of them just started singing.
Yeah.
Say, man, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
One breaks out a harmonica.
We'll keep it going. Oh, man. And last but not least, our girl, Julia Gagnon from Cumberland, Maine, has made it to the top 14 on American Idol.
Yeah.
Go, girl.
Yeah. I mean, she's a great singer, but she's just the sweetest person. We're rooting hard for her.
Yeah,
so.
Big time.
So go, Julia.
Yeah, go, Julia.
We're going to get her back on, actually.
Yes, we
haven't.
We do.
Yeah. We'll have to work on that.